So. That's how we taste wine, baby. It's, I'm drinking Brandy Sour, which was my favourite drink when we lived in Cyprus. What's Brandy Sour? Well, it's brandy, and it has to be Cypriot brandy. It can't be any other kind of brandy, because any other brandy tastes different. So it's a measure of Cypriot brandy, and then lemon juice, whether that's fresh or kind of cordial. Then a few drops of Angostura bitters, and that's all over ice, by the way. And then soda water, top it up with soda water. So you got a glass of juice size drink, you know. So Sarah and I have just been talking about a route that we're intending to walk in the Lake District. If you go onto the National Parks website for car parks, it'll give you Thirlmere. Well, it's a Thirlmere, obviously. I was looking at Thirlmere last, but it'll give you all of the the top page, the top one. Oh, no, that's a walk. But if you tap on that, then you can find the car parks. Excuse me. So basically what we're looking at is Sarah's got her iPad mini. Sarah's got her iPad mini here. And we're projecting it onto the screen of our television via Apple TV and AirPlay. And we're mirroring the image. So basically whatever Sarah's looking at on her iPad, we're looking at it on the television as well. It's an excellent feature. So as well as, you know, the functionality and of that recognizing videos, so it plays them full screen, and that includes within web pages, incidentally, it shows what we're looking at on the iPad or your iPhone, incidentally, or the iPod Touch on the screen. What?
We should have gone to the lakes tomorrow.
Should have gone to the lakes tomorrow?
Yes, I'm getting
shot. I've got to... What?
Should get that shop and try
the coat. What shop? Ambleside?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're also looking at waterproof jackets. And I've made the bold decision to go back to Gore-Tex. I moved across to Event fabric on the Rab jacket that I own. But what I've noticed is, like it says on the tin, you have to wash Event fabric a lot in order to keep it waterproof. So you wash it in, you know, blah, blah, blah. You wash the fabric and then stick the jacket on a cool heat in the tumble dryer, and it sorts the layers of the...
Parking is free, but there are only a number of spaces.
Where? At Ash, what's its name? Thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not very big, is it? So it just means you have to get there early in the morning, that's all. Stick it in the tumble dryer and it sorts the layers out of all the water. But the problem is I'm finding now that I wear the jacket on a kind of heavy, lengthy walk, that I have to wash it again. With Gore-Tex, Gore-Tex is a lot more hard wearing, but the downside is it's not as breathable. Now the problem I had was that at Event fabric, it was keeping as much water in. Oh, what's that view? Stop. That's the view from High Seat there that we're looking at on that. No, 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 the top one.
Yeah.
Not the bottom one, the top one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, how do you know that?
It says.
Oh, my God. I want to go there. And also take that exact same photograph. So, we're going to be making the... move back to Gore-Tex. Yeah. Which, as I was saying, is allegedly not as breathable as event fabric. Is it? Which one? The one you got now? Okay. But to be honest, I'm not bothered because my event coat was as wet inside as it was outside, even before it rained. So, hence why you have to keep it washed and clean. So, with event fabric, it's just too much care for me, you know? Too much faff. I've got a couple of Gore-Tex jackets from work, wink, wink. And they are just the best waterproof items in the world. And they're Gore-Tex. They are Gore fabric. Okay, so the website we're looking at is walklakes.co.uk. And scroll back up again. What was the title of this page called? A Short Walk from Ashness Bridge to High Seat. Hang on. The fells of the Central Bridge have a fearsome reputation. Not for scrambling or other technical difficulty, but for the dampness of the ground. Winner. Yeah. Wainwright was particularly disparaging of the ridge walk between High Seat and Bleabury Fell. He said of it, "This is a walk to wish on one's worst enemy." Looking at the map, you can see why, with all the becks and marshy ground symbols on the OS maps. So it is with some justifiable trepidation that a walk to any of the fells here be contemplated. There you go. However, fix the fells, thoughtfully put a path across much of the upper route from Dodd to High Street. That one as well. High Street's a path in between a lot of them anyway. Just two short sections. I can't really read it. Can you expand it a bit? Sorry. Can you double tap? Oh, no, no. Okay, that doesn't work. However, fix it. Blah, 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 blah. Presumably too wet and difficult for the builders to engineer a way through remain. Oh, okay. Blah, blah, blah. So it's wet. It's wet. It's wet up on the top. Oh, God. High Seat from Bleabury Fell, Summit Cairn. Winner. Ooh. Oh, what was that? Did you forget to breathe? Molly, what's up? The dog's acting weird. Right, what are we looking at now? Are these the... Hang on. Are these just walks, are they? Mm-hmm. Okay. This is walklakes.co.uk. There are a list of walks that you can do down the left-hand side. And to the right of those titles, it says length. So, and then invariably, are they hyperlinked, are they? Yes? Yes. So what have you just tapped on there? We say click, but in this new world, it's tap, isn't it? Tap, 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 tippity tap, tippity tap. Walks rated. Oh, okay. With pictures of mountains. I want to do Blencathra. You want to do... Oh, and Skiddo, yeah. Stickletorn. I want to go there. Fleetwith Pike, Haystacks. Oh, all these famous names. Walks rated gentle for beginners. 4K, the longest is 12. Ennerdale Water, because that'll be a long round Ennerdale. Go, can you find hills on that website? Challenging. 21 kilometres. Great Gate. Tap on Kirk Fell and Great Gable. Ascent, 1,082 metres, 13 kilometres long terrain. 4, hands on rock, steep loose scree. Bug factor, soft. Technical difficulty. Was that it? Pathless, high plateau, minor scrambling. To be honest, we've done that already. It's just a distance. That's long. Well, what's that one? Kentmere Horseshoe. Oh, my God, I've heard of that. 21 Ks. You have to do some of these in the summer, Sarah, because the winter is... You haven't got enough daylight hours to do it.
The challenging ones are definitely summer.
Eh?
The challenging ones are definitely summer.
Yeah. A Walker's Blencathra, 13 kilometres. So 13 kilometres is hanging about, what, 8 miles? So that's enough. That's what you want to do. It's enough of that and of that terrain, I tell you.
Not going that route then.
What we're looking at?
The terrain, 5, very steep, exposed knife.
I know, but. I think it's all personal opinion. You know, we went up Helvellyn, and yes, it was very windy, but it wasn't. I don't think it was dangerous. To you, me personally, I didn't feel it was dangerous.
No, it could have been.
The wind.
Yeah. People that came across it did say it was.
Molly Moomoo, what time was it? 5 to 12.
Do you
want to go to bed, Molly? Do you want to go to bed? Do you want to go to bed? Dog like, I don't know. Right, so what we're looking at here, the same thing. Helvellyn in the east, Grisdale. All right, so we're looking at the same area then. Glorimara. I've been on Glorimara. Oh God, I hated that. Right, you see that path from Alan Craggs to Glorimara. Right. That picture is bollocks, by the way. Right, see the path? Alan Craggs onto Glorimara. Right, you see where it says Thorny Thwaite Fell? That was our last peak on the 10 and 10, Sarah. And then we came down into Thorny Thwaite. Mm-hmm. And then onto the main road. Right, you see where the campsite and parking thing is?
Mm-hmm.
That's not where we were, I don't think, because we walked along the mile. Walked along for another couple of mile, I think. Actually, it will be. It's on the right hand side of the road. Yeah. Sea Toller. Yeah, it is. But basically, where I said, can you see Glorimara in the bottom of the page there?
Mm-hmm.
Right, push the page up a bit. More yet? There. Alan Craig. Right. You see where it says Esk House? Okay, so the path from we came up Great End,
mm-hmm,
on the footpath going west and hit that kind of junction and footpaths, went up to Alan Craggs across High House Tarn, which I've got photographs of, and then up to Glorimara, and then what's that thing there? Swimming Head, Comb Head, mm-hmm, Raven Crag, down to Thorny Thwaite Fell, and then it was down after that. But going down to Thorny Thwaite itself, oh my God, it was a beatard. It was awful. It just kept going for freaking ever. And Adrian, who's hopefully listening to this, will agree with me, and he's nodding his head. I got myself in a bit of a twiz because it was like, will this descent ever end? But at the end of the day, it was easy. In the grand scheme of things, it was easy going. It was just because it was the end of the day and we'd walked like 20 miles by that point, you know? So. So that bit there was pretty boring. Right, push the page up. Right, where I said that junction was, put that in the north side of your page. Oh my God, Dale Head. Oh, where's it gone? No, stop. Oh, I'm lost now. Glorimara. Okay, Alan Craggs is right at the bottom. Right, push that up. See Alan Craggs at the bottom? Okay. Right, stop there. Alan Craggs, we walked up. Okay, so... Right, we will... Right, basically, at Esk House... You see right in the middle of our map there? Mm-hmm. Okay, at Esk House, we'd stopped there, heard Adrian and I, we'd taken a few photographs, and I spoke to a guy who was going up Bow Fell. Now, we were looking across to our right, and we were looking at Esk Pike. So we're looking, and that was the footpath that people were going along. Can you see Esk Pike? Mm-hmm. And then on to Bow Fell. And that's where the fellow was going to, and he was actually going to go camping on Bow Fell. And I thought, oh, that sounds a lot more appealing than what I was doing at that point in time, like. But we were looking down on Angleton. I think there's a few Angletons, to be honest. There's definitely two Angletons. But we went the other way. It was a short climb onto Alan Craggs. And then we went, as you're looking at the map there, there's like, it's like a double saddle. So you got High House Tarn. So we went down on High House Tarn and then up again onto Glorimara. And actually, you see High House Tarn, and then there's a spot height just above that of 721. And then it actually went down again, then up, and we were climbing up onto Glorimara. So it was kind of no energy. Okay. And that was that, ladies and gentlemen. 17 minutes of talking about stuff on the map that you don't know what I'm talking about.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word.